Happy Christmas. It's my pleasure to bring the season of Advent devotions and reflections to a close, and it's been so good to hear all the different perspectives, ideas and understandings of the impact that the holiest of nights has had on our world and on our lives. The Hebrew word for holy literally means separate or set apart. It speaks of absolute purity and the lack of all corruption. When you think about it, that's an unusual way to think about the night that is described in the scripture. It was a very ordinary night, a very chaotic night, a night that was defined by the reality of life on earth rather than the order and the beauty of heaven. God stepped into what could be described as an unholy mess. And yet, rather than the mess corrupting the holiness of God was able to leave its mark on the very ordinary lives we read about in such a way that the impact is still being felt today, this morning, all over the world. This morning, as we look beyond our celebrations and we look out into the world around us, we see unholy disorder, chaos, strife, destruction, sadness, insecurity, and fear. As we look back to the night on which Jesus came, the holy night of the carol, it's not with the sort of wistful hope that everything might one day be okay, but it's with the certainty that God has announced his presence, his involvement in this world in a way that is still more powerful than any of the forces of evil that are at work around us. The holy night was not a genteel religious experience, but a wrecking ball that changed things forever. When the angel announced the birth of Jesus, he said, "Do not be afraid." And that instruction stands right through to today. In a fearful and chaotic world, we can stand firm, unafraid, because of what God has done. In the words of the old adage, we don't any longer say, "Look what the world is coming to," but rather, "Look who is coming to the world." The weakness and fragility of that night, the vulnerability of Jesus, has all been shown to be the greatest act of power ever unleashed on the world. There could be nothing more opposite to the terrifying and destructive power that governments unleash, nothing more different than the manipulative and deceptive power of riches. The holy night was quiet, anonymous and hidden, and yet is the true source of power for the transformation and salvation of the world. This is why our faith is not in a system, a religion or a church, but it's in a person. The person of Jesus. As I prepared this, I remembered a poem that I had on a bookmark when I first became a Christian, which is now nearly 40 years ago, and it stuck with me until now. It's called One Solitary Life. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in still another village where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never had a family or owned a house. He didn't go to college. He never visited a big city. He never travelled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of the things one usually associates with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. He was turned over to his enemies, and he went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 20 centuries have come and gone, and today he is the central figure of the human race and the leader of mankind's progress. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man on earth as much as that one solitary life. Today, as we celebrate Christmas, we're not trying to keep an ancient and dying tradition alive. We're not holding on to hope against the inevitable triumph of evil forces. We are declaring our faith that on one holy night, a baby was born who unleashed the power of God in the world in such a way that the world has never been the same again. That the coming of Jesus in quietness and weakness was a prelude to another holy moment, the time of which none of us know, when he will come again in power and glory and bring final and complete judgment to the world. It will be a show of power and authority like the world has never known, and the prelude to that event that makes it possible was this holy night that we have been focused on this month. Shall we pray? Lord, we are in awe that our world of need has already received what it cries out for. Though we may not easily recognise it, Jesus, you are everything our hearts and our spirits long for. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, not just a solution for life, but the foundation and meaning of life itself. Thank you for Christmas. Thank you that as we call to mind ancient traditions and old words of old hymns, they carry a timeless truth that brings you reality right into the here and now. Time and again, we've heard stories of how you've impacted lives. And this morning we reflect on how you've impacted our lives. And we resolve again not to be afraid, but to put our faith and our trust in you, not just today, but for the rest of our lives, until we celebrate the fullness of Christmas in eternity. Amen. I wish you and all around you a very happy and peaceful Christmas. God bless you.